If you were to celebrate the Passover with a Jewish family, the youngest person at the table would ask the oldest person at the table, "How is this night different than every other night?" And the elder at the table goes on to recount our first reading, how Moses was leading the people out of slavery into freedom, and how after the plagues, in the final plague, they were told to put on their doorposts the blood of the Lamb, and that the angel of death would pass over their homes. And so they recount how that night is different as they remember and relive that experience of their ancestors. Tonight we gather as Catholic Christians here at this church, and maybe we could be asked that same question. How is this night different than every other night? Because in our liturgical living, this night is different because of the Last Supper that we celebrate. That on the night he was betrayed, on the night before he died, as our second reading recounts, and as our gospel tells us too, Jesus gathers with his apostles. He breaks bread and gives them wine, and he gives them the mandate of charity. This night is different than every other night because this is the last night that Jesus is alive on the earth before he dies on the cross and then is resurrected on Easter Sunday. This night is different than every other night because Jesus took bread and he took wine and he said, "This is my body, this is my blood." And in doing that, Jesus changes the course of history. Because for centuries after centuries, Christians, Catholic Christians, have celebrated the Passover of the Last Supper. "Do this in remembrance of me," Jesus said. So at every Mass, on every Sunday, every day when Mass is celebrated, those words are repeated and they are done in remembrance of him, and the words that are repeated effect what they say. "This is my body, this is my blood." So this night is different than every other night because Jesus eats with his apostles and he nourishes them with his very self, with the body and blood, soul and divinity of himself. He nourishes them. And now, as the meal concludes, they sing hymns and they go off to the Garden of Gethsemane. And there Jesus tells them to watch, to stay awake and watch with him as he prays. And so Jesus nourishes them and then he commands them to remain with him. It's interesting because Jesus will later say, "Watch and pray," but the very first movement of the Garden of Gethsemane is these apostles simply abiding in the presence of Jesus as he prays to the Father. And I think what we take away from this is that as Jesus prays, he's praying before he undertakes the passion, the cross. He prays knowing what is going to happen, and he prays in anticipation of what is going to happen. And how powerful that is, communicating to us that we can come here to this church and we can pray and we can be with the Lord and we can ask him for direction and counsel, that as we are preparing for something in life, that we remain with him and ask the Lord, what is it that you want of me right now? How can I do your will? And so Jesus is praying as preparation for what he is to undertake. But then there's this other movement of tonight, that we, as we attend Holy Thursday, are given the opportunity to remain with the Lord. That in the repose of the Blessed Sacrament, that as it's processed around this church, how is this night different than every other night? Tonight's Mass does not end with a blessing, but that as Jesus passes by in the Holy Eucharist, he is blessing you as he passes by. And that you are blessed in the time that you spend in prayer before the Blessed Sacrament, reposed in the tabernacle in our own little Gethsemane. This night is different than every other night because we are being fed by the Lord and then we remain with the Lord. That we pray and that we receive. What a gift the Eucharist is, that at every Mass we are able to receive and then we're able to remain with him who has become present. Tonight, let us receive him and let us remain with him, because that's what makes this night different than every other night.